House Minority Leader Amelia Sykes says the so-called Strong Ohio Plan is weak, especially since it doesn't include required background checks, which DeWine said early on he wanted and which Democrats have been pushing for.
It makes it much harder for people in our caucus to get behind something that we don't quite see is legitimate and strong and what people have requested from us.
Republican John Becker, a staunch gun rights advocate, says he was worried there would be mandatory background checks in the bill. But he's also concerned about this version of a red flag gun seizure law.
You can't be just taking away people's property, and a firearm is property, unless there is a very compelling state interest.
The bill will start in the Senate, where it's expected to get a warmer reception and maybe even some changes. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.